Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept your cup and heal of the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to.
Well, welcome. That's a way to start
to the
your morning.
Radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
There we go. Somehow we're having a little struggle having that turn off, but hey, this is live radio, and that's how it works. So, good morning. Welcome to the 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive. This is Cindy Sharp, and what I'd like to ask you is if you're having a beautiful day, because we're having a beautiful day here at Sharpening Your Spirit Radio. So, today we have a pretty neat subject. And, you know, it's a subject people ask me about often because it's a funny little saying that I have, and it's called fancy fear. And fancy fear is something the same as real fear, but just with a little gold dust or sparkles put on it. And so today we're going to talk about how do we really release fear, move forward, get into the flow in a wonderful, fantastic, loving way with our spiritual business. But before we get there, let's just have a quick chat about Sharpening Your Spirit and myself and a few of the things that we do to support you. So we support spiritual healers to heal their business, heal themselves, and together heal the world. And how we do that is through some different things, or how I should do that, I should say, it's through a few different things. You're welcome to go to sharpeningyourspirit.com and look at services and all the great things that there are there for you. We do this particular radio show or podcast, which is 15 Minutes to Thrive, to keep your spiritual business alive, quick, fast information to support you and help you. Then we also do another show, and that other show is called The Messengers. And that's where we help spiritual entrepreneurs that have a beautiful message that they want to get out to the world, help support them not only to share their message, but to learn a little bit about this wonderful personal relations or PR of doing podcasts. So there's some support from me and a beautiful interview that we do, and that's on Sunday mornings. So, as well, I'm a spiritual business coach, and I hold hands and get on my pom-poms to help you in the best, most loving, light-filled way I can to get your business healed so you can heal more people. So let's talk about fancy fear this morning. Fancy fear, you know, again, I said, you know, people ask me this question, and it's really kind of, you know, funny. I get a little bit of a giggle out of it. Cindy, what's that fancy fear stuff you talk about all the time? And it's like, well, here's the scoop. You know, we all have things that we struggle with. We all have things that we're a little bit afraid of to take the next step forward. You know, sometimes I help spiritual entrepreneurs that are really struggling with getting on the radio and sharing their message. And that is a struggle for them, but they make it through it because they take a baby step, one baby step at a time, and they figure it out. And so what fancy fears are fancy fears are when we've put a little bit of, I call it feather dusting, fairy dust, angel dust, whatever you want to call it, on top of that fear. You know, as a spiritual being in this human experience, there's one thing that I know for sure, and that is that we're going through a lot of change. There's a big, beautiful world being lifted up here with the light and the love that is coming here to the universe. And we are part of that energy. We have been called to a higher, by a higher power, to do higher work. And with that comes some fear. And what happens as a spiritual being, as a spiritual person, as a woo-woo hippie child, as I like to call myself, is we do this. And that, I think, is very interesting, is we put a little bit of fairy dust on it. And we say things like this: well, you know, I mean, maybe the energy just isn't right today. Or, you know, there's so much stuff going on. You know, I'm not sure if today's the right day to kind of move forward. You know, my numbers, my astrology, my guides, you know, they're saying no. And here's what I'm going to tell you, because this is the most important part of this 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. If you get this, you can tune it out. It's okay. You don't have to listen any longer. It's the only piece that's really important. Spirit, God, the divine, the holy lover of you never says no. Never says no. There's this beautiful little saying by Mary Morrissey that, you know, that each blade of grass has a little angel hanging over that blade of grass that says, grow, grow, grow. And here's the scoop. If you're thinking that Spirit's saying, no, no, I'm not supposed to do this. No, I'm not supposed to move forward. No, it's okay to kind of stay in this fear. And look, I get that there's right time and there's wrong time. I get that maybe there's something that's not right for you and you're getting the message. That's not the right thing to do. Hey, I'm a spiritual girl. I get those messages. I know that it's okay to say no to things that aren't right for me. But if you are being called on this mission, if you are being called to get and step out in a bigger way, to get out of that human box and jump into the spiritual box, and you are allowing no, I'm not going to take that step forward, come to you, then today's a day that we're going to talk about different ways that we can really face this fear and move through this fear and stop putting fairy dust on it and really take a look at, well, what kind of fear is this? What's really coming up for me? And, you know, it's so important in this experience that we're having here on Earth to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be the core being that you are. You know, to peel back some of those human layers to get to that real, beautiful, spiritual perfection that you are. And to be able to do that, we have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, because vulnerability comes from our heart space. It comes from our heart energy. And when we tune into that heart energy, all sorts of wonderful things happen for our spiritual business, but in our life, in our relationships, in our family. It just is a huge change and a huge shift. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of fears some people have. And I'll share with you a little bit of story about myself. And then let's talk about how we can kind of shift through those fears. And today, let's make a decision within this 15 minutes to thrive that we're going to take one baby step today, whatever that is, however that looks, towards something that you may have been holding off. Maybe it's accepting your gift. Maybe it's accepting this role that you've been called to. Maybe it's doing a podcast. Maybe it's going out and doing a workshop. Maybe it's doing video. Maybe it's calling somebody that you think could really use your services and you're just nervous about it. It doesn't matter what it is. Let's just talk about that. So here's a few things that come up. You know, sometimes we're afraid that we're going to be laughed at. And you know, if you're really an empathic soul and you really get that energy of picking up on other people's energy, I happen to be one of those people, so I understand this very much. You know, we're a little worried to pull back the curtain, jump out and say, "Woo, here I am." The woo-woo person, that's right. You know, I want to do a spiritual business. I have been called. It's not that easy to do. And so sometimes we have a fear of being laughed at or a fear of rejection. You know, what if people go, "She crazy?" Well, I just want you to know people think I'm crazy all the time, and I think it's perfectly okay. I know what I'm doing, and every day I take a baby step towards it, period. I listen to the naysayers, but I just keep on going. It's okay. If you step into that one small step forward, you step into something that I call the open space that God has for all of us. And we'll share a little bit more about that before we end this show today. Some people have a fear of their own power. What would it be like to be powerful in a loving, spiritual, heart-centered way? What would that be like? Sometimes there's some fear around that. Sometimes we've been pushed down so many times in life in this human experience, and we've pushed our feelings down so many times that we're not able to get up on our feet and really own our own power. Does that resonate with anybody? Because this is a big one. Sometimes the fear of rejection is way smaller than owning your own power. So think about that. We have a fear of failing. And you know, I have a really important thing to say about the fear of failing. And this is it. And it's not going to sound very woo-woo, love child, spiritual. And that's this. You are going to fail. You are going to trip. You are going to have struggle. You are going to, on many occasions, go, "What in the heck am I doing?" And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I could give you a huge list of people that have failed so many times that they finally failed into success. I would be one of those people. Believe me, I've had many failures in my life. If you want to call them that, I don't. I just say it's like, "Ooh, I got something good from that little thing, and I'm going to take that morsel, and I'm going to either A, not do that again, or B, I'm going to learn from it and make it better." So fear of failure is a big one. Fear of success is failure. And that is where we're really, you know, what would happen if, you know, what would our family think? What would our friends think? It would be a very interesting thing to see what happened with success. So what we want to think about today is, first, do any of those things resonate with you? Here's a few things you can do to make sure that you're getting clear, and that is, first, identify which one it is or what it is for you. It may not be any of the ones I just talked about. Then, cast your fear to a higher power. Let it go. Let go and let God. Cast your fear to a higher power. Hiding. Pull the curtain back, hold your head up high, open your heart, and let Spirit guide you. And the last one is, take a baby step today. Once you move through that baby step, there's this amazing thing that happens. And that amazing thing is that you move into that open space. There's an open space that God has for all of us. And that open space is that energy field of right where you're supposed to be to create the most healing for yourself and to create the most healing and love for others. And you can't do that if you don't keep taking baby steps. So I'm calling you today. I'm calling you out. What baby step are you going to take towards something that maybe you've been putting off? What fairy dust are you going to blow off the fear, let it go, and what are you going to move through? So I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear. Reach out to me. You can reach out to me through sharpeningyourspirit.com and tell me what's your baby step that you're going to take today. So that is the 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive today. And what I'd like to say is that I feel blessed to be able to bring you these messages. And my hope is that in this quick, down and dirty 15 minutes, you get some great information that inspires your week, inspires your day, and keeps you moving forward so you can get to that open space to heal your heart and heal the heart of others, and together that we're healing the world. So you know how we sign off here. It's love and light from me and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sharpen Your Spirit Podcast. Bye-bye now.